This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
It's DCR.
My favorite guest that we have, Buster Olnick. He said, I've been listening to the show a ton, and I have some real feedback and analysis of the show.
Thinking about your guys' show relative to the K show, because my perception of the K show is that Michael descends from his castle. He works with a help for the afternoon, then he heads back up.
Okay.
Right? And there's not really any serious tension between them.
No, I was making an argument.
With you guys, I get the feeling you go to commercial break, the microphones get shut off. Like, there's legitimately times when you guys are angry with each other. Am I wrong?
No, it's very heated.
Why did they make it? No! No, in fact, they didn't!
What's going on?
No!
My own show!
This is DCR.
I'm a baby. You're a baby.
On 98.7 ESPN.
This 7 o'clock hour, DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. So, Chris, I think we've pretty much lost Rick the rest of the show. I mean, getting handed his first defeat and getting to know your co-host is going to be... It's going to be no small feat to get over.
Well, you see him on the Zoom chat, Dave, head in hand. Like, this is going to bother him for the next
couple of days. Take it!
But yeah, he's going to have to take it.
He's really, like this is not a joke. Like, people think, like, he's joking, it's kidding, we're having fun. He's really horrified by the fact that he just lost.
Well, he's competitive, and he's been working with me longer than you have. So the fact that he wouldn't know the answer to that last question... Yeah, you know, that's
I knew the answer. Stop it. You know I knew the answer.
You,
I overthought
no, you did
it.
Not.
I
no,
overthought
you did
it. You didn't get it right
answer.
Either.
Just take the L. I didn't get it right. I went 4-1. I didn't need to get it right.
Then you told me to take it, screaming.
Take it. Enjoy it. Absorb it. Love it. Take the L. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance.
You got to own it, Rico. You got to own it.
I'm on the board, baby.
I don't even care if I won every single one, because I obviously haven't won every single one.
That was the one. The last one is the one you had to get right.
No, exactly right, because I already knew it. But more importantly, we had Dave shut out. Like, when was the last? Dave hasn't won anything. I mean, years he hasn't won.
Well, now he has. Now he has. And that's the beginning of probably a major run. This could be the beginning of a Cal Ripken kind of streak, where I never lose again.
Yeah, I'm sure the Eagles thought that in 2017, too.
Eagles, a clown show. I can't stand the Eagles. If Doug Peterson was pulled over on the side of the road and needed me to pick him up, I would drive into the puddle just to splash it on him to not be able to pick him up.
He's not even their coach anymore, Dave.
Doesn't matter. What he did is reprehensible.
I mean, if we're being honest here, I mean, it's what you did.
What I did.
Fair
you
point.
You set off the chain
Very
of events. I don't
point.
Know who you're kidding.
Stop it.
You wonder why you have no friends at the station. One of your closest friends you've mocked right to his face. I thought he was going to cry, the poor guy.
I have friends at the station.
No, you don't.
No, what you did to Gundling was unacceptable.
It was gross.
Yeah.
But Gundling still likes me.
Not barely.
Listen, it was not my finest moment. See, that I feel badly about. That I probably should not have done. Made fun of the Carson Wentz knee.
Probably? Knee.
Probably.
Probably. The second you made fun of him, all of a sudden
They won the whole thing.
They won the whole thing.
He was very upset by that. Like genuinely, like Buster is right. Like, you know, some shows do it for fun. We take on this show, and I take sports very seriously. And when I deem something is happened that's positive for my team, I'm going to exult in that. I have friends at the station.
Yeah, but now you have to deal. I mean, now you're left to deal with the repercussions of your actions.
Yeah, tell me about it.
They win a Super Bowl. You got them, I mean, greasing up poles, eating horse poop. This is all because of you.
Oh, that was awful. If I could get my DeLorean and go back and change one thing in the history of sports, that might be the one thing.
No.
Don't say no to me. It might be. What would your thing be? If you could get, and not getting injured or anything like that for you personally, one thing with any of your teams, if you could, or a team that you dislike, get into the DeLorean, set it back, change it. What would it be?
The Mo Lewis hit.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
The Lakers never get rid of Shaq, and Kobe and them win a couple more championships.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Because they would have.
Dave would go back and not say what he said to Andrew Gundling.
No, I would not say it. I would want that overturned. I would want the Eagles winning that Super Bowl to never have happened.
You'll ruin everything. He's such a nice guy, too.
He's a great guy.
You've turned him off. Kay doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Don, I mean, Don's already turned on you.
You don't like me. Chris doesn't like me. Nobody likes. That's fine.
Rosenberg's turning on you.
It's fine.
Santiago, man, can't, on an Santiago can't stand you.
That's definitely true. I think RJ, at least, RJ, you like me a little bit, no?
Oh, I'm a fan.
See? I got RJ.
But there's nobody that RJ doesn't like. Like, I mean, that's an incredibly low bar to clear. RJ has no enemies.
Well, but he's dealing with, I mean,
poor RJ's. RJ's dealing with the HR ramifications of your whole Diana Rossini stunt.
I'm telling you.
Oh, stop it.
You're going to have to register before you go back to Bristol.
Diana, I have been lurking.
I'm on the website.
They got a dot on the Rothenberg house online.
I'm in Westchester, and there's a dot on the Rothenberg house right now.
I got to register at this point? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But let's get to some of the Knicks calls. 800-919-3776. You could argue best win of the season, best comeback, most gritty. Wherever you want to go, I think it's fair after last night's sensational performance. I want to hear from the Knicks fan. 800-919-3776. And if we're talking Knicks and they have a great win, where do we start? Omar in Brooklyn. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Dave and everybody, listen to me. I have a terrible day yesterday. You know, I work all night, and I usually go to sleep 10 o'clock. And I was excited. I know that I didn't want to get so excited we will get Alonzo or not, but I was hesitant we're going to go make one move to upgrade at the level. So I did not go to sleep. I was in internet, TV, radio, watching updates and everything. As Fournier trade happened with the 2 second round pick, I was getting upset. And then Chicago deal happened already. So my two worst nightmares, two teams that are worse than me at the record-wise, I don't like Chicago. I don't like Boston Celtics. And they are making a trade. And two second rounders for Fournier. And we cannot make a deal, and after 3:30, we didn't make a deal with Lonzo, and nothing happened. So I was upset. So I finally went to sleep for 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Wake up 7:30, get ready. Okay, we had a good win on Tuesday night. Oh, first quarter. Oh my God, that temperature is going up. Second quarter, third quarter. Oh my God, my son came to my room and I said, "Baba, are you okay?" I said, "No, I don't have a feeling. I want to go to sleep. But I know I want to, this 2 hours sleep, I have to go to back to work. And if this team doesn't win today, we're going to give confidence to these guys. There's a lot of committee. You cannot lose this team. Cannot lose this team. Thank God they won. Thank God they won. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened."
Oh, Omar, you should be more excited. You paint this call with such a negative picture, a negative brush. Omar.
We did a shooting guard.
Omar, should be more excited, though.
Why second-round picks? Why can't Boston go to get it and upgrade? They had shooters and shooters everywhere. And we had no, like, just for a rental, 2 second-round picks. What's the big deal?
Omar.
Mets are not giving the money to them. Everybody says the new owner is going to give money. He's a billionaire, right? Now they're talking, and we're not in a good term. So let the free agents here. Every time
you want to try again,
I
Rick?
Get a good
Omar.
Flavor with
Omar.
Team, and this thing happens. Thank God they won. Thank God.
Yes, Omar.
He would have erupted me.
I don't know if he could hear us or not.
No, he's not. He's in a different place.
That's my feeling for last night. Good win, great win. Finally,
Omar, hey. Hi, Omar.
They should not have been that close.
He actually can't hear us.
Yeah, here's the thing, Omar. Do me a favor if you're listening still. Google Fournier and tell me you would trade two second-round picks for that. Have you Googled Fournier yet? Just Google his last name for me and tell me if you trade two first-round picks for that.
What do you mean?
Google Fournier, his last name.
Right.
And tell me the first thing that comes up.
Oh, dear. Can I read this on air?
Yeah.
I think I should be able to, right? Like it's a medical term.
He actually told Celtics fans, if you don't know who I am, do me a favor, just don't Google my last name.
So no one would have ever done this because everyone would type in Evan Fournier, but he tells them not to do this. So then, of course, what's the first thing you do?
They do it.
You do that. Fournier gangrene is an acute necrotic infection of the scrotum, penis, or perineum.
Yeah, that's getting all of it. you're talking about
2 second round picks.
Yeah, I mean you're talking Frank Beans and Tank all infected.
So here's the thing, I think, and that was wonderful from Omar. I actually think he did not hear what we were saying. I just trust the front office. If they deem that there was nothing they could do that was of value that made them a better team, that did not mortgage pieces of the future, they decided not to do anything, I'm fine with it. If you want to sit here and beat them up over it, have at it.
No, I don't think you can. I mean, we said this going into it. I mean, if there was a move that made sense and you were not, I mean, you weren't giving up too much of your future, then don't make the move. You're not forced to make a move at this point. Would I have liked to had, I mean, would Lonzo Ball fit well on this team? Yeah, I think Lonzo Ball would fit well on this team for what they need. But obviously they were asking too much, and it's something that they can look into after the season when he's a restricted free agent.
That's right.
I mean, listen, they talked about it all season long about, you know, the potential to be active at the deadline if the right deal fell to them, but they weren't in a position where they had to reach. They didn't have to have any urgency because they're already going to be a playoff team. So, I mean, I don't feel like there was a need to go out and overextend yourself in order to bring back a player that you could have had a chance to make a run at this summer coming. So I feel like the Knicks are in a really good spot.
I love where they're sitting right now.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people want to talk to us. Phone lines are all filled up. Let's get to the lines. And Drew in North Haledon. I feel sorry for Drew. Drew, we're here for you. Good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. First time. Love the show. Thank you for telling me to Google Fournier this morning. So now I can't finish the rest of my scrambled eggs. Thank you for that.
Secondly, and of course it was Rick. Like there was no way it was going to be me or Chris. It would only be Rick that would bring that to the table. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's always Rick. Always Rick. Secondly, if you think being a Knicks fan is frustrating this morning, try being an Orlando Magic fan. I've been an Orlando Magic fan since Shaq and Penny. And once again, we get to mediocre and then they get rid of the whole team. So,
but wouldn't you rather that though? Drew, wouldn't you rather just strip it down and be awful and try to build it back up rather than be, like you said, mediocre?
I'm 50-50 on it because it just happens all the time with them. It gets to the point where they're like, oh, you know what, maybe we can get to right about the 8th seed and, you know, get into a playoff spot and then get rid of the whole thing. And they never really continue on with a build, and it just seems like they stay in NBA purgatory for the longest time, and I'm just hoping that this time is the final time where they're able to get over the hump and get to the top of the East for once. That's all. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate it. I don't know. For my teams, I'd rather be really bad, strip it all the way down, and try to build it up quickly rather than being like mediocre on the outside looking in, too.
Yeah, but at a certain point, I mean, you'd like your team rather than be on, I mean, as Alan calls it, the treadmill of mediocrity. Like, at some point, like, if that's what you're going to do, then you'd like to at least get to a point where you are competing for more than just the eighth seed before, you know, all of a sudden you turn back around and rip it back down.
I agree with that, but they stink. And what was the upside of what they were going to do now? They weren't going to make the postseason.
No, there isn't now. In this moment, there isn't. You're right. I mean, they did the right thing now, but if that's what they consistently do to their poor fan base, is they get to a point where they're actually like somewhat competitive, but it's still, you know, bottom of the barrel as far as, you know, eighth seed or whatever it is in the East. And then you turn around and they tear it back down again.
It's hard for me to have sympathy for any other fan base, being a Knicks fan for such a long time.
I don't disagree. I mean, we're living the struggle, too. I mean, luckily for us, we're actually having a really good year this year so far.
Yeah, really, really good year. Let's go to Clay in Brooklyn. Clay, you're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
If I may, I'm going to give you two for the Giants. One is Victor Cruz doesn't get hurt when we draft Odell. But definitely 1A is Plaxico doesn't shoot himself. Whoa.
Yeah, that was awful. Plaxico shooting himself, I really think, cost the Giants winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
At least one more Super Bowl appearance, at least.
Clay, when you led with Victor Cruz, I thought you were going to start talking about the boat trip.
that'd be another one. Also, huh?
I don't know, but if Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham are Eli's receivers, who has better receivers than that? Victor at his prime and Odell at his prime?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been amazing.
Would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been amazing, but that wouldn't be
They weren't going anywhere, not that team.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the moment.
So, honestly, the one that haunts me with the Giants is Plexico. If he doesn't shoot himself in the leg, I really firmly believe they win the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, they were good. They were damn good.
Yeah, they were better. They were better in 08 than they were in 07.
Yeah, they were damn good. Did they lose to the Eagles that year?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. When Dominic Hixon dropped he was wide open early in the game. Eli threw him a bomb. Would have been a surefire touchdown. Dropped it, and it never recovered from there.
Yeah, it's funny. I got one of those stories too, Dave. The Patrick Creighton drop.
Oh, I love that.
On third down against the Giants. Oh.
But you guys are you guys were so much better than the Giants.
It wasn't close, Dave. No. It wasn't close. Beat the brakes off the Giants twice in the regular season.
No.
Only to have PC drop that one. If I could change anything in sports, it would be that one, Dave. It would be that one. Because that team could have competed for a championship.
But it's better for your health, though, Dave. Let's be honest. I don't know if you handling back-to-back Super Bowls would be virtually impossible.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because, I mean, the first Super Bowl year, I mean, where do you go from being naked singing We Are the Champions? What's the next step?
A redo. Like a remix.
No.
We'll do it again.
No, it would just be, it would continue to get worse.
We'll sing another Queen song. Like You're My Best Friend or something. No? We Will Rock You. Something. I had something else to give. So I don't know if I told you this. So the second Super Bowl, the one that you won, Canty. I was actually doing shows from the station. So I had to host shows, and then I would stay at the station to watch the games. And there was a guy, did you know Pete Silverman? Do you remember him, Rick?
No.
So he was kind of the executive producer of the station. And I did the show, and he's like, I'd like to stay and watch the game with you. I'm like, well, that's fine. The Atlanta game. Just the first game. I was like, that's fine. 8 minutes in, he's like, I can't stay here. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. He excuses himself. Then the next week, there's an intern, and Santiago, I know, remembers her. I think her name was Michelle, and she says, I've heard that you're a huge Giants fan. I'd like to watch the game with you against Green Bay. I was like, okay, that's fine. 4 minutes in, she's like, I can't. This is crazy. And the Giants hammered Green Bay in that game. She left. I'm at the station. They beat San Francisco. I'm at the station. They beat New England. So now I'm not carrying babies naked celebrating, but I'm ecstatic. We're at the Garden, right? That's where the station used to be, 2 Penn. I walk out onto the streets. Now, New York City is weird because you go to any other city and everybody in that city would be screaming and yelling and the Giants won the Super Bowl, their team won the championship. New York City is just like business as usual. I'm running to my car down the streets, hugging people. I'm like, it's happened. We've done it. Canty did it. Eli did it. Cruz did it. We win. And these random people are like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? But it was, whew, that was a great day as well. Great day. Great day.
Yeah, I'd probably go back, and I would probably have Scott Norwood make that kick probably.
You're an awful human being.
Terrible person.
For the Bills fan.
I thought you might go back and try to overturn what you just did and get to know your co-host, which was really quite the performance that you put forward there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jay in Jersey City. Jay, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. A long time Raiders fan here, but just the Tuck rule. Tom Brady, that stole the Super Bowl from us. I don't understand, still don't understand the Tuck rule. I don't know if anybody does, but just Tuck rule ruined it. I'd go back for that.
Basically started a dynasty for the Patriots.
It was a terrible call.
Which Tuck rule are we talking? Like that game
against the Raiders?
Or the Buffalo Bill Tuck rule? Because it's two different things.
Ooh.
Because I can show you that on the Zoom if you want to see it.
No, we'd like to go to Jimmy and Dix Hills. Good morning, Jimmy. Boy, I got to really play policeman today. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, you don't need any friends at the station because you have millions of friends that listen to you every day.
Thank you, Jimmy.
God almighty.
Thank you very much. See, he gets me. He cares, and he gets me.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
You're my favorite. David.
All they do is enable you.
What do you mean enable me? I'm a treat.
You guys are great, but I listen for Dave. I mean, the guy is funny. I mean, he's smart. He has it all.
Guy's funny.
Can I... Oh, he's hysterical. I get that. It's from New York. You get that humor.
He doesn't get it. He's not from New York. He's an out-of-towner. He's spent a couple of years here in New York. He doesn't know what it's like.
I feel sorry for him.
I think we all feel sorry for him. I agree.
Before I do my DeLorean point, can I ask a quick question, though? Do you think in a billion-dollar NBA industry that somebody reaches out to Ball and they talk to him? I mean, I can't imagine they talk to his people and say, listen, what we're going to do is we're not going to give up assets. We're going to get you in the summer. And why would we give up assets when you're going to be with us for the next 10 years? Are you going to come? Like, don't you feel like there has to be some of that kind of feeling out?
I'm sure there's back channels. Yeah, I mean, agents talk. I'm sure those conversations do go on. I don't know if in this instance that's what happened. But
mm-hmm.
I know they're interested in Lonzo Ball, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but they ain't the only team, though.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, he's a 23-year-old point guard who's at 6 assists a game now, and he's not even, I don't think, coached all that well.
Yeah.
When he's almost at 40% from three. Do you see what De'Aaron Fox did again last night?
What, he had 44?
Jeez.
The Knicks
have got to have to be in on him, right? Like, if the Kings ever decide to move on from him, like, the Knicks have to be in on that conversation, don't they?
Yes, he's terrific. Yeah. And Halliburton, I looked last night at before I went to bed. Halliburton had 14 points in the first quarter. I was like, oh, come on.
Stop doing that to yourself, Dave. Stop. You're going to make yourself miserable.
Yeah,
stop doing it.
Obi had a big steal, Dave. Obi had a big steal.
He did have a big steal. Played 11 minutes and scored a grand total of, what did he score, zero?
Got a shout out from Julius Randle, though. You got a shout out at the
You know what you I know, loved last night? I loved Taj Gibson taking RJ Barrett aside
and
like, talking to him and calming him down and being like, it's okay, let's continue along here, we're fine. I thought Gibson was really good last night.
How about that screen he ran on that poor Matthews kid?
Oh, yeah, knocked the hell out of him.
Whew.
He's holding his shoulder when he's down on the ground while Alec Burks is hitting the jumper.
But that's a good thing, too. I mean, you had no Nerlens Noel last night and you had no Bullock last night. So, I mean, the guys step up when they need to step up. Like, yep. I mean, Alec Burks, again, last night was really good for them.
He was. He was great.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I said this the other day, and two people sent me tweets saying, like, you'd never say that if Canty was on the show. It wasn't meant as a knock to Canty, and it wasn't meant as anything that's untrue. I'll stand by it, and I'll say it again now that Chris is...
Would you say, Dave? Would you say?
I really do not believe you'll have a problem with it. I said I think the Lakers will wind up in the play-in games.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that.
I just give him my honest opinion. I think the Lakers are going to wind up 7 or 8.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this. If Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy, even if they wind up in the play-in games, I have very little doubt that the Lakers will be in the NBA Finals.
And I agree with that as well. But yeah. I got attacked. Like, how, you would never say that if Canty was there. Like, well, it's my opinion. My opinion is that the Lakers are going to fall to the 7 or 8 spot. And I also agree with you. If they're healthy, even in the 7 or 8 spot, I think the Lakers have as good a chance as anybody, probably the best chance of going to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that just means Utah Phoenix is going home a lot sooner than they thought they would based on the seeding. That's all that means.
Yeah, absolutely. College Hoops Update brought to you by Tipico Sportsbook. Join Tipico Sportsbook in New Jersey and receive an instant deposit match up to $750. Let's make this interesting. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Rick, who do you have in these games tomorrow, since you seem to be the college basketball expert?
Who do I have in the games tomorrow?
Yeah, Oregon State, Loyola, Chicago. Who are you going with there?
I don't have either team.
No?
No, I didn't have either. I don't have either team.
Villanova, Baylor. Who did you have?
Baylor.
You have Baylor winning that one, okay. Oral Roberts in Arkansas, do you have that matchup?
I have Arkansas winning that matchup.
Okay, and Syracuse, Houston.
Houston.
Houston. Rutgers should have won that game the other day, by the way.
Yeah,
terrible
I know.
Loss.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, what, how many people in your bracket in our bracket challenge still have Loyola left? Quite a few?
No.
Well, I'm just saying that because the whole sister, like, there are a lot of people, like, the whole sister Jean thing, people root for Loyola now.
I think they're likable, but I don't think people are willing to take them to...
See, listen, when I told you live to 100, that's a perfect example. Look at sister Jean's going to the games and everything.
That's mm-hmm. right. I'd like to go to games at 101.
I would sign up for that in a second. In a second.
Be a lot
Could
of
we,
life
you
left
think,
for
is there
you.
Any chance we could trade Spike Lee for sister Jean?
No, we're not trading. You shouldn't trade Spike.
Why would you want to trade Spike?
Why would you want to trade Spike?
I just feel like Sister Jean's got something special. I mean, she's got something special
she's got
going
special
on.
She's got a special thing going on, doesn't she? She's,
yeah, that's
well,
what
she's
I'm saying.
Close to God, and she's putting in the request to get these wins, and it's working.
Dave, let your kids know, too. Streaming today, Mighty Ducks Game Changers today.
Really?
Yep, Disney Plus.
Is that a movie or is that a
series?
A series.
It's a series.
It's a series?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they'll definitely want to get involved with that. Let's go to Mike in Queens. Mikey, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Love the show. So my take on the DeLorean issue. I am a big Chicago Bulls fan, so I think you know where I'm probably going with this. What if Michael Jordan doesn't retire after the 93 season? The Bulls win 8 straight titles.
Hard to argue against it.
It's possible. Here's the thing, and I learned this from the time he was at Carolina. You could never go against Michael Jordan. Like, he was an assassin. You could not pick against the guy.
It's like betting against Tom Brady, right?
That's exactly what it's
like. Yeah, it's kind of going along those lines. Just, you're not going to make a living doing it.
No, you're really not. Yeah. PCR, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Let's go to James in Brooklyn. Good morning, James. You're next up on 98.7.
Morning, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. So, much like Dave Rothenberg talking to Diana Rossini, the NHL trade deadline is creeping up on us. But I wanted to first tell you guys...
That's great, James. Well, wonderfully done. Brilliant. Witty.
Diana, I have been lurking.
Yeah, James, great. James, I can promise you Dave has no idea when the trade deadline is. He does a hockey show, has no idea.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys a question about that, but first I just wanted to tell you that I started watching Dark Days yesterday. It is wild.
That's about the mole people?
Yes, it's about the mole people.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I got into this rabbit... It's good. Part of it is on YouTube, but I got into this rabbit hole where I started watching the mole people in Vegas also, and there's like 600 miles of tunnel underneath the strip that has no known purpose. It's pretty crazy.
I'm surprised Dave doesn't live in those tunnels in Vegas.
Right?
If he didn't have Sherry, that's where he'd be.
They have slot machines down there in the tunnels. I hope you win, and I will take the money and throw it out my car window.
you've been a special treat today. Like, you're always difficult to wrangle in, but today you've been at a higher level than I've ever seen with you.
Dave, as the leader of a whole underground civilization.
I could see it. We already see what he's doing. He's turned everyone against us.
Against you guys.
Everyone loves Dave. We listen to the show because of Dave. He's so funny.
You're mean to me.
Mean to you. Got an NHL show about hockey. He has no idea when the deadline is. Zibanejad had another 6 points. The Rangers score 8 goals. Doesn't even want to talk about it.
We're not supposed to talk hockey.
Oh, you do whatever you want. You're the driver of the show.
No, we're not supposed to. You want to spend the next 18 minutes and 50 seconds talking hockey? Leading up to Bobby Marks, by the way, KJZ, right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Is that what you want to do? Is that what you're saying?
You know I would do it. You're afraid to do it.
I'm not. You're right. I'm terrified. I have people showing up in my house. You talk too much hockey. They take me away in cuffs and jackets, and it would be a disaster. Rangers were good last night, though, huh? You think Quinny is upset at all that they are playing so beautifully and scoring like this?
No, I know for a fact he's not upset. He's happy that they're winning. It's driving him crazy, though. Like, it's the worst. Like, what he's dealing with right now is the absolute, I don't care if you're a coach or a player, is the absolute worst thing you ever have to deal with. Like, having to sit home watching your team on television play without you.
And they are dominant right now.
Well, Philly's awful. Philly's in one right now.
But they had a great win against Washington the other night. What is Knobloch, 4-1 since he's taken over?
Well, they're starting to turn the corner now. I mean, you get Panarin back, and you see what a difference that makes.
He's so good.
I mean, Kreider has been great, and now you get Zibanejad going? Come on. And then Shesterkin's back? Yeah, I think there's a strong feeling inside that building right now that things are starting to turn, and they might go on a little bit of a run here.
3 points behind Boston right now for that fourth playoff spot in the
You should just hope the Islanders keep playing Boston.
You know what? This is difficult for me. I was actually rooting for the Islanders last night.
Look at you.
Well, you have to.
I understand it, Dave. I mean, it's kind of like rooting for the Rangers. I got you.
That's exactly.
I was upset we gave him a point, though. And we scored, take the lead.
You were upset. I was upset. It's worse for me than it is for you.
You're right. It's actually better for me that they did get a point.
You want to keep the Rangers? No, come on. You don't want Islanders-Rangers first round of the playoffs?
I would like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be better to just not have the Rangers make the playoffs, but I mean, if that was the case.
You'd actually be allowed to talk hockey if the Rangers made the playoffs.
Fair point.
Who knows? They may just let you talk about hockey. I don't even get consulted for a hockey show. No, one phone call about the NHL on ESPN. Not one single phone call
You'll
yet.
You'll get that call.
How'd they say it, hockey? Let's do that hockey.
We've already exceeded our time with the NHL.
The puck is black! What?
Keith and Hackensack, good morning. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Give me the keys to the DeLorean, and I'm going back in. And Chris, you might know this off the bat. I'm going back to that Bengals-Raiders game, and I'm making sure Bo does not hurt his hip.
Oh, man. Keith, I would have loved to see in the end of that movie if Bo Jackson would have been healthy his entire NFL career. I would love to see that.
Greatest athlete ever, bar none.
I mean, he was one of the most dominant athletes in the 80s. Like, just, I wish Bo Jackson never got hurt.
He was a freak athlete.
Oh, yeah. I'm a teacher in Hackensack, guys, and I just want to say that I get to school hours early just so I can listen to your show, drink my coffee in peace, and just want to thank you guys for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bo Jackson on Super Tecmo Bowl was unstoppable,
too,
by the way.
He was awesome. He was amazing. You remember, I mean, there's like plays that you remember. First of all, the one play I remember wasn't even a real play. Remember when he took the bat and just
and broke it over his knee?
Yeah,
over
broke
his knee.
It in half?
Yeah.
Remember
the
when
one
he ran, up
we
the
ran
wall?
On the wall?
Yeah, that's the other
that
one.
That was unbelievable.
He ran up the wall.
And then let's not forget what he did to Brian Bosworth on the goal line up in Seattle.
Oh, my God. He ran right through him. Ira. It was great. Oh, Bosworth. Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Guy.
Hey, good morning, Dave. To the Keith and DeLorean, I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. I think you're all going to be shocked. If I could go back in time, I would take the NBA and I would make like the three-point shot never came into existence. Which nobody knows, but I was a hoops guy, high school, college ball. I keep it quiet. I don't talk to anybody about it. I can't watch the NBA. I can't watch college basketball. Because when they brought in the three-point line, they ruined the sport. And
did you always hate it, or is this a new thing that you just kind of hated it recently?
No, basketball was my life. I tell you, I played college, I played high school.
No, I understand, but when they instituted it originally, did you hate it, or is it only since it's become such a huge part of the game that you've really started to dislike it?
I'd say right after Storks had that real bad game against Houston, was it, in the finals? That's when things, I saw the game changing, and that's it. And today, these NBA players couldn't go to a park and win a game in the pickup games that I played in because these guys don't know how to defense. They don't know how to stop a guy from going down the middle. These guys are too soft. The NBA, I know it's a young generation. They have no idea how basketball used to be played back in the day.
I think they love the offense, though, and thanks for the call, Ira. I think that again, we talk about getting the young fan into the game. I think they'd rather see a game of 130-120 than the Knicks Heat from the 1990s.
It's where every sport is going. I mean, this isn't unique to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the NFL is doing. That's what the NHL is trying to do.
I mean, baseball,
that's the problem with baseball.
Yeah. Well,
they can't do it. I mean, you know what disgusts me about baseball, too, is that they're so deep into the analytics is the only way they can actually get the kind of action that they want is to start changing. Well, we're going to make the bases bigger. So analytically, it would show that you have a better chance to steal a base than you do now. Come on, man.
Are they going to make clown-sized bases right. We're going to have?
The bases are going to be bigger, yeah.
That's happening?
That's going to be ridiculous.
In the minors, that's happening. They're going to institute that in the minors, yeah.
Don't they have in the minors now they're instituting you can only throw over to first base twice an inning, is it?
There's a pickoff rule, and you actually have to step off. Every pickoff attempt, you have to step off the rubber.
So they are desperate for steals to become a major player in baseball.
They're trying to create...
Right. They're going to push us to have Fugazi steals now moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah. DCR brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Let's go to Tyler in Staten Island. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show. Dante, congratulations to you and the soon-to-be Mrs.
Appreciate it, Tyler.
Of course. But I've been on hold in my DeLorean trying to figure out, as a diehard Met fan, which one to go back to. Hopefully you guys can help me out. Also got something to say about Drummond right after real quick. But I'm either going back to 06, telling Beltran it's a curveball, or going back to 15 and taking Harvey out. So I'm still weighing the options there.
I think the Mets are down 3-1 in that series, right? So odds are they were going to lose that anyway. That was game 7 to go to the World Series. I would go Beltran, personally, over Harvey. That's me.
I would agree with that.
Congrats to your guy getting the roster spot,
yeah.
Rico.
Oh, yeah. Talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you have
to get myself some Baltimore Orioles gear. He's pumped.
Yeah? You going to go to a game if that kind of thing happens this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure. I mean, he'll probably – we'll see what happens. But he usually comes by and stays here, and we feed him and everything else, get him ready for his – get him geared up for his starts.
There are worse places to watch a baseball game than Camden Yards.
I've never been.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I would love to go.
It's really, really nice.
Have you been? Take a road trip.
It's really, really nice. Have
road
I been?
Road trip, Dave.
No, no, not you. Okay. I know you've been. Have you been, Rick?
I've never been to Camden Yards. No, not yet.
I would love to. I mean,
so
why
take
don't,
a road
I mean,
trip.
I would love to do it. If that kind of thing happens, I would love to do that this year.
Let's get the DeLorean. Yankees O's this summer? I like
yes.
it.
Yes. I mean, you know the Yankees will hit at least 4 to 8 home runs in that game.
Well, why would you say
Gleyber
something like
Torres.
That? See, but now I don't even want to take you to the
Gleyber
game.
Gleyber hit, Dave.
You're going to the game. You're rooting for Matt Harvey to pitch well. I don't understand
of
what we're talking about here.
But, Rick, I'd root for the Orioles. I don't like the Yankees. I'm just saying that's what when they go to Camden Yards, they hit a lot of home runs.
Okay, but over the top, I'm saying. Like, you over the top have to root for Matt.
I will wear a Matt Harvey jersey if
okay,
it makes you
good.
Happy.
Because where we're going, Dave, we don't need roads.
Roads. Let's go to a different Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, top of the morning to you there, DCR. That's the other Andy from Merrick. I just wanted to say, if I'm in the DeLorean, I want to go back in time to the NFL draft. In fact, to every NFL draft and change every decision the Jets ever made. Ever. Because from the Jets pick, tight end from Penn State, hands of stone, Kyle Brady, up until really last year. Change every single decision.
No, stop. We've had some
a
good
lot
drafts.
Of them.
Stop.
You would go back and turn more over than not, though, Rick.
Yeah, probably.
Vernon Golston, D. Milliner. Ugh.
Well, was it Calvin Pryor?
Oh, Calvin Pryor was a bad one, too.
Darren Lee.
The Louisville Slugger. Calvin Pryor. I actually made a Ricky Rose made a song about Calvin Pryor.
Oh, really?
No, he loved it, too. He asked me to send it to him so it could be on his ringtone. Oh, yeah! You guys call me a bad guy. I bring up a couple bad drafts from the Giants. I'm a bad guy. Now, all of a sudden, he calls in and said he'd change every draft. I'm like, nah, not everyone. You're like, oh, well, almost everyone.
There's a lot of bad drafts.
I didn't bring that up. You bring it up. It was brought up to me, and I just went with it. How does that make me a bad guy?
You did more than just go with it.
Well, you were defending, like, no, I wouldn't change it. Well, you know what?
I wouldn't change every single one of them.
Most of them.
Not every single draft.
You'd go back and wouldn't take Darnold now.
I don't know if we would have taken anyone and put them in that situation, they would have had success. I don't know if it looks as bad as it looks, but, I mean, you tell me the quarterback that you're putting in with what they did to him, with Adam Gase.
Do you think any quarterback would have had success, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
I don't think Josh Allen is nearly what he is now if he's put in the Jet situation.
I don't think Deshaun Watson looks as bad as what Sam Darnold is.
No, I don't either. But, I mean, what are they telling you, Dave? By every single person, if it's Mel, if it's Dan Orlovsky, anyone you ask that says, you know what, I think Sam can still play.
Yeah, they've ruined
what they're
the
system. What they're telling you is that the Jets are so bad at what they do that they're going to discredit what they've seen over the last 3 years because the Jets are just that bad and the coaches were that bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair to say. I still don't understand why the hell Chris Johnson went out there and hired Adam Gase. What was that about?
And, like, rushed to get him, too.
Love at first sight.
I mean, I asked you guys the question earlier. I mean, who ruined their franchise more, Phil Jackson or Adam Gase? I mean, guys, I kind of feel like it's Adam Gase because he ruined the franchise quarterback. Like, ruined him. Like, I don't know if Sam Darnold is going to be capable of resurrecting his career. Like, there might have been irreparable damage done in these first couple of years.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, it isn't. And all the people that say they want to keep Sam, I get it because I like Sam
There's
too.
A lot of them.
I like Sam. I really like
Sam. No, I really like him. But I think that's where Canty and I are coming from is because financially it would make more sense, obviously, to reset with a new quarterback at two. But I don't want to speak for Chris, but I really feel like if Sam is going to get his career back on track, a change of scenery would do him
yes.
a lot of good.
Yes, because it changes the expectations a little bit too. Like, if he's your starting quarterback for the Jets, like, there is a higher bar to clear. Like, people are expecting him in year four to make a quantum leap that I just don't think this roster is capable of doing.
You have to.
But if he goes somewhere else, think about this, Dave. If Sam Darnold goes to the Washington football team or he goes to the 49ers, like, those teams aren't going to be asking him to do what the Jets in 2021 would be asking him to do.
And it's a new fan base. So they're not going to be all over him immediately. Like, if he stays here, the Jets fan base is going to expect him to be good right away with this new regime.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's just the Jets are not going to stay with Sam Darnold. They're going to take a quarterback at two. I have very little doubt about that. It's just a matter of what happens to Sam from here. And I just, again, I don't know where his career goes because I think a lot of it depends on where he finally lands. But also there's there's a part of this where you can't measure what the lack of confidence is going to do to the kid. Like, I mean, a big part of having success as a professional athlete is having the confidence to do the job. And based on his 3 years, I mean, Sam doesn't have any confidence.
And he's looked awful. I mean, he might have potential. He might turn out to be good. Again, we've been over this. We'll continue to. I'm not risking it that it's going to be with this team.
Yeah, but there's a reason why most quarterbacks, when they get to a certain point, like, I mean, Tampa gave Jameis 5 years to try to figure it out. Didn't end up working. Mariota, same thing. 5 years, didn't end up working out. Trubisky now, I mean, he's done in Chicago. But a lot of the quarterbacks, when you get to a certain point, like mentally, where you're just beaten down and you're lacking confidence, it's not like all of a sudden, like, just it snaps back into place.
No.
Like, you need to be, like, most guys need to take a year, step back, and kind of recalibrate before they jump back into that kind of pressure. Like, he's going into a situation, if they keep him, that from the second he steps on the field, the expectations are going to be through the roof for him.
You're in a brutal division.
Brutal.
I mean, New England's going to be way better. Miami was good already, and they're going to be better, and we don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. And Buffalo is the creme de la creme in this division. Like, this is one of the better divisions in football right now.
You're talking about a couple of years, Dave. This is going to be a process with the Jets. And anybody saying otherwise is kidding themselves. So what Rick and I are saying is, if it's going to take you multiple seasons until you can get to the point where you're competitive in this division, then why not reset the clock on the money at the quarterback position? That only makes sense. That's good business. And then beyond that, the question marks that exist around Sam, like, you don't have to deal with that if you're a new head coach and a general manager who has his first crack at being able to take a quarterback of his choosing. Like, it just doesn't make sense to stay with Sam Darnold. It really doesn't.
Right now, Rick, right now, you can change as we get closer. Do you think they stay with Darnold or go with the young quarterback?
I think if everything goes well today at Zach Wilson's pro day, I would lean towards the Jets, probably taking Zach Wilson at 2.
Which I think is the right move.
From what I've heard.
Which I think is the right move.
But here's the other thing, though, too, Dave. I mean, what Sam's dealing with is not a talent issue. Like, we all agree Sam's got, you know, tons of talent.
Yes.
It's a between-the-ears thing. Like, it's the same thing. Like, Carson Wentz didn't all of a sudden just forget how to play football and go from an MVP level to all of a sudden now he's the worst quarterback in the NFL.
You got to have confidence to go out there and play, man. Got to.
You have to.
He just doesn't have it. Now, maybe he will with a new regime and a better supporting cast.
But he can't afford. But here's the thing, though. He's got the leash is gone. Like, he doesn't have time.
I agree with you. I mean, right, first drive, he's bad. I mean, immediately, the fan base will turn on him. I don't even think turn. I think that's where they are now. I think they'll just continue down that road. Chuck in the car. Chuck, you're next up. Chuck.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes. If I had to get into DeLorean, I would possibly change the fate of the New York Jets and possibly the NFL by going back in 2001 and stopping Mo Lewis from taking out Drew Bledsoe, thus possibly never creating Tom Brady.
Fair.
That's a good one.
It's fair. Could you imagine the landscape of the National Football League if Bledsoe never gets hurt against the Jets in that game?
No. No. I couldn't.
I would imagine at some point Tom Brady was going to end up taking the job, though.
But you never know when or what how it would have worked out. Like, you don't know how things work out.
No, I agree. I mean, that's why I said the same exact thing when you asked me the first time I would go back and change.
It was the same as you had. Let's go to Dave in Jersey. Dave wants to defend one Sam Darnold. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello.
What's
Hello,
up, Dave?
Dave?
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, you know, Darnold, you guys know his history. He was drafted so young. He's younger than Joe Burrow. And he showed a lot in big games against big teams. Not big games.
They haven't played big games, Dave.
They haven't been in a big game.
They haven't been in a big game.
Let me rephrase that. He showed a lot of talent in against big teams. Green Bay, stuff like that, et cetera. Now, he's had two bad coaches in his first 3 years. He's dealt with adversity. Come on, give the kid a break. He's only 23. He's, like I said, he's younger than Joe Burrow. And there's a reason.
Doesn't matter, Dave. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah,
he's been in the league 3 years.
Okay. Dave, we got to run. But thank you for the call. If he's not good, he's just not good. And at this point,
here's what people are misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not arguing that Sam Darnold has talent. I believe he has a ton of talent. I'm just telling you from experience. Like, I was in a situation similar to Sam's situation where, I mean, I was drafted with the first overall pick with super high expectations. We had a bunch of bad teams. And your confidence gets shredded It gets shredded, and it's not easy to get that back.
He looks terrible. Let's go. Let's give Santi some time and give him 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars of DCR. Number 3.
Oh, no, in the interest of time, we're going to move this along. So credit goes to the DeLorean question. I thought that was a great topic.
Who came up with that one?
That would be one Dave Rothenberg again. Thank you. So congratulations to Dave. But no, and Canty already brought this up, but my goodness, for me, it'd be Patrick Creighton. There's plenty of instances from that game I could change, but that's
in my will. That's the big one. Patrick Creighton.
Terrible. Terrible. The worst.
Number 2.
Dave, we give if and we take if. So every reference to, that was made to creeping today or lurking or whatever.
Diana, I have been lurking.
Over here, you creeper.
Just, yeah.
All right.
Everything about it, just fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Number 1.
Number 1, Buster Olney. He brought it today. Just every topic, he had the fire. But also, I love his idea. It just let you guys loosen. Fight each other in a cage. I think it would
be great for me.
Very wonderful. Entertaining. I'd pay money.
Yeah, I'd be dead. That'd be the end. You'd have Carlin hosting the show. All right, Bobby Marks on KJZ. Just seconds, nanoseconds away. Rick, remember you lost and get to know your co-host over the weekend. Don't forget that. Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, that other guy, and...
Hey, everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.